Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Yeah. Mike probably looked at Liz and was like, Liz, cake! So then this trio of girls shows up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
My girlfriend left, and I'm riding my tractor.
He probably hates that.
Jim's dating us.
I'm dating both of you?
All of it. He probably has him with Jim's wallet now. All right, well, I'm going to go chop the lobster.
Hi, welcome to episode 53 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Good evening, guys. How the hell are you?
Hanging in there.
Just hanging. Just kicking it, yo.
Yep.
It's not too bad for a Tuesday.
Tuesdays are good days. And why?
Yeah, so, man, it's... You know, it's getting pretty nice out now. We're getting some good weather. I think we're finally maybe past the snow.
Yeah.
I hope.
Currently raining outside.
Yeah, I mean, we had some rain today, and you know that's to be expected this time of the year. But at least it's warm enough that it's not snowing, right?
Yeah, there was thunder and lightning just a little while ago.
Oh, that's a weather report on Jim's BBQ Podcast. Hey, but if you want to check out all the weather and all of our updates, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
If you want to get updates, fuck that up. If you want to look at pictures of the weather, or if you want to see tweets about the weather, you can follow from the boys over at Jim's BBQ. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Jim's BBQ Pod.
If you would like to email us to find out what the weather is going to be like for Dylan to tell him to go outside when it's raining, email us at Jim's BBQ Pod @gmail.com. Or you could go
That's
to.
Such a...
What?
That's just such like a dumb thing for someone to like, hey. Go outside. It's raining.
Well, because most people think you're a Sarge, so, I mean, they'd want to be like, oh, it's raining, tell Dylan to go outside and get wet.
Because I'm that easily persuaded to do something.
I don't know. You know what? If anybody's listening and you do want to email us, I will guarantee that the next time it rains, if you can tell me it's raining in New Jersey, I will get Dylan to stand outside and get a picture of it for the page. So, if you want to see Dylan dripping wet... Make it happen.
There you go.
So,
I'm just imagining
Dylan dripping wet.
Dylan looks out the window. He's like, oh man, it's raining. Oh, but this email tells me to go outside. I better go outside. I don't care if it's raining or not.
That's something Dylan would totally do.
Don't even think twice about it.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta do what the people tell me to do when they're telling me to go outside.
Gotta do what I gotta do, yo.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying. Imagine if he saw Pitbull out there.
Oh, speaking
Pitbull's
of Pitbull.
Standing out there. He's got an umbrella.
What sucks?
Just like...
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Just like, hey, man. It's raining out.
Hey, man. But, dude, like, one of my dreams came true. WrestleMania and Pitbull were together in one show, and I was driving to Columbus and missed it.
Oh, gosh. Pitbull was my piss break.
Wow.
Piss break Pitbull?
Okay.
Wait a minute, dude. Hold on. Hey, Pitbull just walked in. Hey, man.
Hey, Pitbull.
Hey, man. I heard Mike of Jim's BBQ Podcast just mentioned my name.
Yeah.
Yeah, huh?
Your performance at WrestleMania was my piss break.
What?
Yeah.
That's not cool, man.
Well, you know, I had some time.
Mr. Bull, or can I call you Pit? What would you prefer?
You know.
How about Bull, comma Pit?
You can call me whatever, man.
Bull Pit? I'm not going to call him Bull Pit. That seems a bit rude.
Well, that's like the, you know, last name first.
Hey, it's all one word. It's all one word, man. Just Pitbull. All together. All
man. Right, so let's call you Pitbull.
Yeah, Pitbull.
Where's Jim?
He said something about Pittsburgh.
Oh, he's taking a piss. Oh, is this your way of getting back at us?
Yeah, he said something about Mike was talking and he had to go piss. Man.
I didn't realize Pitbull was a fucking Italian mobster.
Yeah, man.
I figured Jim took a piss break because you entered the room.
Yeah, you guys clearly can't be in the same place at the same time.
Oh, well, that's right, I can come out. But Pipple said you guys wanted to talk to me?
Yeah, I actually have no idea what he just said. I think he might be on something.
I don't know, he's hard to understand. Oh, that's what I said,
man. Man, he talks like the way you write.
Oh, his music sounds like the way I write.
Yeah, he reminds me of Boomhauer from Canada
Hill. I didn't mean to insult you at all, Mr. Bull.
That's not cool, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Mr. Bull, I totally meant to insult you.
That's not cool, man.
Me too.
Yeah, you totally were my piss break at WrestleMania. And by the looks of everybody that I saw on television that got up from their seats right when you started performing, yeah, you were there piss break too.
Yeah, well, Paul, you know, Triple H, you know that guy, man? He thought it'd be good for a show.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know. All right, well, Pitbull just left. I don't know what the fuck he's doing, so.
Well, don't forget, if you want to hear all of the escapades with Pitbull, you can rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Much to Jim's chagrin, of course.
Yes. Hey, so, Jim, you mentioned WrestleMania, right? And not for nothing, but there had to be a piss break sometime. And the Pitbull Flo Rida performance seemed to be the goodest time as any to do so, especially with a show that started at 5 and ended just after midnight.
After midnight.
Yeah. A 7-hour show, dude.
Dude, I love me some wrestling, but that's a lot.
Yeah, that was a long investment. I know we've talked a little bit of wrestling on here, but I mean, how can we not mention just quickly The Undertaker?
Oh,
retiring seemingly.
Is fucking everybody retiring? Like, he's retiring. Dude, Tony Romo's retiring.
Undertaker is old.
I know he's 50, I know he's old.
52, man.
He's been in it a long time.
He's in it to win it.
Yes, and I know a lot of people are really broken up about that and everything and about him retiring, but honestly, the guy probably should have been done 4 or 5 years ago, I would say. Maybe when Brock Lesnar beat him at WrestleMania, that should have been it.
Who won the Undertaker match this year?
Roman Reigns.
Did he fucking really?
Yeah.
That blows my mind. Okay. So the dude was, they knew he was going to retire, okay? So, yeah. One, they couldn't let him win. And two, why the fuck did he lose to Brock Lesnar? I mean, it's entertainment. He's fucking undefeated at WrestleMania. Why couldn't you just let the rain go? I don't get it.
Because they wanted to surprise people.
But it wasn't shocking. I think more people were pissed that he didn't win. Because he was expected to, you know? I don't know.
That's one of the things, though, that I always found kind of, it didn't leave anything to the imagination that you would expect this guy to win year in, year out. And why even bother doing it if there was no, if it was a foregone conclusion, you know?
It was under the illusion that he was the fucking dead man. It was, you know, he was that badass.
Dylan, it'd be like, you know, like you're reading a book, and like any book that you read, you already know the last page of the book. No matter what.
There are some. I used to do that. I would really just read the last page of the book.
You fucking would.
Yeah, I know, but then I stopped doing it because I realized this is fucking stupid. Yeah. You fucking jump down my throat, Mister Guy who doesn't fucking read books.
That's why I don't.
What? Because of me?
I don't know.
Because the fucking idiots like you.
I just fucking hate reading, dude.
Oh, you wouldn't. Oh man.
Unless it's comic books, dude. I could. You know what's fucked up though?
That's still reading.
But it's small. It's like you don't. A whole comic book isn't even like a page of a novel. But okay. So here's what's weird. Is like my daughter loves to read, and I know plenty of people that love to read, but. And I think me and you have talked about this before. And people that read books, like, with no pictures, is beyond me. But, like, they've told me,
when they read it, they escape into it, and a movie plays in their mind, basically, right? Is that how it works for you, too?
Yeah, I do a lot of visualization
okay.
in my head.
So, okay, but this is what's weird, okay? And I don't know if this is the way it is for comics for you, and I think, Mike, you've read your fair share of comics. But what's weird is I hate to read, right? But I can read a whole comic or multiple comics or a graphic novel and retain that information. I could read 3 pages of a novel and not know one sentence of a lick I read. But the weirdest part is as I read that comic, it's very visual. Even though the pictures are there, it's like it's a projector to me. Like it's happening in my mind, it's happening in front of me, whatever, it's playing in my mind. Even though the pictures are there for me, it's not panel-based. Does that make sense?
Kind of. I mean, when I read comics, I still visualize, like, what the dialogue sounds like in my head. Like, I usually assign a voice to every character.
I totally do, too. But,
like, you know, like, when I read Deadpool, like, that's Ryan Reynolds, you know, for example. Or I'm trying to think of something else. Like, when I read Batman, that's Kevin Conroy.
Right. Deadpool, for me, before Ryan Reynolds came along, was Mitch Hedberg.
For me, it was Will Arnett. I thought would be a really good Deadpool.
Nice, but it's just weird because comics are very visual, but I read the words and don't focus on the pictures at all. But it moves in my mind, I guess. Whereas
Does it move in your pants?
No, just when I read comics about you. But it's just really fucked up because. In a novel where there's no pictures, you'd expect visualizations to pop in your head. In a comic where it's completely visual, you would think that there wouldn't be that. But I don't know. Maybe that's why I don't get into novels, because I can't... When I read them, they're just words to me. I don't get anything out of it.
I'm picturing Jim, like... You know how, like, people would always, like, talk about Playboy magazine, and they go, oh, yeah, I just read the articles. Jim's like, I just look at the pictures. That's what kind of popped in my mind, like that whole, like, people always going, I like reading the articles.
Yeah. Hey, man. We're good.
So, Dylan, I got a question for you.
Did we finish all social media?
We did.
No, we didn't.
Okay. No, we didn't.
If you guys would like to get the episodes fresh from the grill, you could go to www.jimsbbqpodcast.com.
I thought you said that.
No, I didn't. Pitbull interrupted.
Fucking Pitbull, man.
Oh, we went out of order then.
Yeah, that's all right, though. We squeezed it in.
I bet, you know what I bet he's doing? I bet you he's conspiring with Yuri over in at the Canadian border.
We haven't heard from him in a while. I wonder what he's up to.
I don't know, man. He might be conspiring with Putin for all we know.
Putin. Every time I hear that name, it makes
you
me
know.
Vlad. Well, good old Vlad.
We do have a upcoming trip to Canada, mm-hmm. So maybe Yuri's doing some reconnaissance work.
I bet you he'll show up there.
Looking into you, Dylan.
Yeah, we're gonna roll up to the me and Mai are gonna roll up to the thing and like roll down the windows and he's gonna be like, I remember you, as you know, as like a billow of smoke comes out of it. It's gonna be like that scene in friggin' Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That was pretty good, Dylan. It sounded almost just like him.
He's like, I'm like, oh shit, man, it's you.
Mott's like, what's going on?
Like it's a fucking Cheech and Chong remake.
Yeah, and I'm just like, no, dude, I swear it's all him. I'm dying. He's like, oh yeah, okay. Yeah. I go then to seal your identity. All right, so yeah, we'll see what happens when we come to that border.
Dude.
But Mike, you had a question.
I do have a question for you. What in the world are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking Single Cut Does Anybody Remember Laughter IPA. Single Cut out of Queens, New York. Just hit distribution in Jersey. And this is really fucking good. I'm glad I picked up this bottle. I got 2 cases of this stuff, and it sold out within a day.
That's funny that you just got distribution of them when we've had them for a while.
I know, because you know, obviously I could just jump over to New York whenever I want to and get some, you know, Single Cut if I want, but now I can get it whenever I want, even though it's the only one that's available.
All right.
I tell you, this beer is freaking delicious though. It's a little It's a little piney, a little dank, but a lot of mango and a lot of honey. Mm-mm, good.
He's saying dank makes me giggle.
And what about you, Mike? What are you drinking?
What am I drinking? I have from Listerman Brewing Company.
Say from Listerine.
Yes, from Listerine.
Yeah, Mike's really hitting the skids, just drinking Listerine.
Yep. You ever see that? It was Dennis Leary. He did a show. It was a cop show called The Job. And basically, it was just like, you know, he did that show Rescue Me, right?
When
he played a fireman. It was almost like that, except he was a cop. And it was only a half hour.
Okay.
But there's this scene, like he's a recovering alcoholic. Like I said, kind of like Rescue Me.
It's just Rescue Me, but blue instead of red.
Yeah, exactly. And he's hiding drinking from his wife. And he's basically getting his fill of alcohol by drinking NyQuil.
Alrighty.
Yes. And his wife's like, I know you've been drinking. And at the end of the episode, and he's like, well, how do you know? Your teeth. And he opens his mouth up, and his teeth are all green from the NyQuil. it always makes me laugh. But not Listerine, Dylan. Listerman Brewing Company out of Cincinnati, Ohio. This one kind of intrigued me. I was rolling through Cincinnati and went to that store Jungle Gyms that I spoke about on one of the episodes recently. And
is Jungle Gyms right next to Bungalow Bill's?
It could be. Jungle Gyms is just like this ridiculous looking grocery store. If you ever go to Cincinnati, I highly recommend you check it out.
Jungle Gyms.
So Listerman's is like a local Cincinnati brewer, and they had this one just sitting on a end cap called Shamrock Shake, and I started reading the label, and I'm like, man, this sounds interesting. So it's called Shamrock Shake. So Jim, based on that name, what would you expect it would taste like?
Minty.
Right. But why would you think it would taste minty?
Because of the McDonald's Shamrock Shake.
Okay. So prior to you coming on tonight, I asked
48 different people.
I asked Dylan the same question. No, this was not Family Feud. I asked Dylan the same question, and he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, it came to a realization that he had never had a Shamrock Shake.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I have not.
So then the question became, Jim, when was the last time you had a Shamrock Shake?
Myself?
Yes.
2, maybe 3 years ago.
Okay, so a little bit shorter amount of time than I think I've had one. And then the next thing that popped in my brain was, man, when was the last time I had a McDonald's milkshake to begin with? And I would say eons. I can't even remember.
Eons.
But to be fair, you guys don't have kids, so
true.
The milkshake thing plays a lot more into kids. Like, a perfect example, like Sean's one son, Grayson, he loves Chick-fil-A's chocolate milkshakes so much that they took him one day for a treat, got him a milkshake, and I don't know if they, like, he was drinking it, and he said, take it, or whatever, however it was, it ended up got put in a cup holder, like, up front, like, you know, where the, up front, like, the front seats were, I don't know, what's the middle part called, mm-hmm. console, I don't know, whatever it is. I guess they put it up there or whatever, and his son looked at Sean's wife, he looked at Seth, and he goes, don't do it, don't take a sip. Like, that's my liquid gold, you get your own. So yeah, it's a big kid thing, like, for the milkshakes, you know, you're going somewhere, hey, you want a milkshake?
So curiously enough, Listerman's Shamrock Shake Irish Cream Stout does not taste like a Shamrock Shake.
I wouldn't expect it to.
Well, there's mint stouts.
I would expect it to be somewhat minty, but I don't think it would be very, like, milkshake-y tasting.
So do you know what it tastes like?
Farts?
No, it does not taste like farts, okay. Jim. It actually
maybe,
tastes like...
Maybe if you were in the room.
It actually tastes like Lucky Charms.
Oh, oh, I might like that beer.
Yeah. I don't know that you would, but...
They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
I would at least like to venture a taste of that.
Well, you know, maybe when you come up here, we'll
go get some.
We'll crack open a bottle. Nah, I can't get it around here. But I got a couple bottles left. We'll crack one open.
Alrighty.
You know, it'd be really funny when you guys go to Dark Lord Day. If like, you know, everybody, if like all these people just like were like, wait a minute, you don't drink? And Jim's like, nah. And they're like, well, you got to try the Dark Lord. And Jim's like, yeah, I'll try it. And he just tries. He's like, it's fucking disgusting. And everyone's like, whoa!
Jim starts a riot at Dark Lord.
Yeah, he's just like, oh.
What's funny is...
They're like, you don't deserve that beer. Yeah, we never... Jim is brutally ripped apart.
Trevor even asked me, he's like, are you going to try some Dark Lord? And I was like, I will have a sip of it to taste it to see if I like it or whatever, but... I said, chances are I won't. I'm not going to take away from, like, what you guys, you know. I wouldn't want to drink your liquid gold.
They'll probably have it on tap. So, I mean, I'll invariably buy one. And if you want to try out of mine, you can.
I mean, I would even have a whole one if you guys wanted to do a, you know, like a cheers kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not going to be a milkshake.
It'd be funny if you went up to the bar and you were just like, yeah, you got anything here besides beer, you know? And they're like, well, what are you looking for? He's like, I really like breakfast beer soda. And they're like, and they just like slam one down in front of you. And you're like, sold. They're like, the Sprecher's booth is over by the, over there next to the.
Oh my God. Stand. If they had a Sprecher's booth, I don't think Jim would want to leave.
I'd boot my mouth underneath the tap and just start letting it drip.
Jim has like 8 of them, and it's like, where's Jim? And just like, this is the best place ever. He's got like a sugar rush.
I'd be like,
guys, no, we don't need to go.
I'd be like Dylan climbing the wall.
Oh my God, yeah, you would totally turn into Dark Lord Dylan.
Yep.
Oh man, that would be funny.
It would be. That's really exciting though, Jim. I'm glad you're able to come out on Thursday.
No, oh, I know it worked out pretty good, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
Even I get to see him for a bit.
Yeah.
In the same week, even.
Yeah. And then a couple weeks after that.
Yeah.
So, Jim, you had something you wanted to talk about, right?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of related to that week or that day. So, we had joked around about hijacking you and forcing you to go to Dark Lord Day. Mm-hmm. And you said you don't... Are you guys closed on Sundays?
No, I just don't work on Sundays.
Okay, so I guess it would depend on who was working, though, or what manager was there. I think it would be totally fucking funny if I had a ski mask. I ran in there and, like, grabbed you and, like, ran you out to the car and, like, threw you into the back of the car and then, like, peeled out away.
Oh, I think that'd be fucking hysterical. My coworkers would probably be like, what the fuck just happened?
Well, they would have to know because we'd need somebody to film it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They'd be like, what's going on?
They'd be like, that's a dumbass that was here before and did some stupid shit.
Yeah, he only brought one of his dumb friends this time.
Yeah, but I think it would be absolutely fucking hilarious to do.
I think it would be funny, too.
That was the book thing?
I figured Dylan would embellish a little bit more, but it's cool if he doesn't want to talk about it.
I didn't know what else to say.
I'm just fucking with you, dude.
So what else is going on, guys?
Nothing interesting. Work, work, and more work. Yeah, what the side of that. Work?
So obviously we need a little bit of a distraction, so I think maybe we should do one of our games.
Oh, I would love that.
So without further ado, dun da dum bum bum. Would you rather with Dylan, Jim, and Mike?
Wow, the intro
actually changed. The long drawn out rather.
I like that one. I actually like that better. Maybe you were on the spot on the previous episode, but that was pretty good.
Yeah, I was going for a little Bela Lugosi there.
Yeah, it was good.
So, all right, let's jump right into it. Would you rather eat a sandwich bag full of lawn clippings or eat one live worm?
Mike, sounds like Mike had both. Wait, a sandwich bag? Or?
Yeah, so I guess just a like a little Ziploc bag.
I would do the lawn clippings.
Is it just grass?
Yeah, let's just say it's just grass.
I would do the lawn clippings.
I'd probably go with the lawn clippings, too, just because it's not moving around when you eat it.
I don't know. If I had to do the worm, like, if that was my only choice, I'd have to, like, sushi it and swallow it whole.
I was picturing, like, when you just said, if I had to do the worm, and you're just sitting there breakdancing along the
floor. You know what's funny is I used to breakdance, and the worm was my signature move, you know.
Oh, we must see this at some point.
I don't know if I can still do it. I'd fucking probably break my neck, even though that has nothing to really do with it. But I'd break my back.
Knowing Jim, he would just somehow manage to break his back.
Yeah, maybe at least, like, pop and lock for us or something.
Yeah, we used to go to skating rinks and break dance.
That's what you did for pastime?
Yeah, when I was, like, 4.
Wow, Jim was really, like, he was hustling people for money.
I'm picturing him, like, laying the cardboard down on the ground and doing the little spinneroony thing and all that stuff.
On his already bald.
Yeah, spinneroony was fun. The robot was a good one.
I said spinneroony because that's just Booker T.
No, I knew exactly what you meant. I'm trying to think what else. The arm wave thing. Grab somebody's hand and be like, pass it on.
Wait, would you do like the electricity thing? Like,
where you get shocked? Yeah. No, I never did that.
Gave a whole new meaning to the shocker. Nice.
The pop and lock.
Okay.
Hey, I got one.
Oh,
I got
one. You got one?
Yeah. Would you rather take the pop and lock from Dylan or the shocker from Dylan?
If it was the breakdance shocker, the breakdance version.
What's the pop and lock again?
I was just kind of making like an innuendo out of both.
Oh, innuendo! I'm sure there is like a pop and lock sex move though. You know what? Now my curiosity's peaked.
You can use your own imagination, I guess.
I'm gonna Urban Dictionary it. Let's see what the word of the day is. A street creep, a new pejorative term for Wall Street executives who raked in huge bonuses while plunging the world into economic chaos.
Wait, say that again.
The word of the day, or the words of the day, is street creep.
Okay.
And it means, it's a new pejorative term, so a new negative, Jim, in case you don't know what pejorative means.
Yeah.
For Wall Street executives who raked in huge bonuses while plunging the world into economic chaos.
Nice.
All right, so pop and lock, let's see. Top definition. It's all breakdancing. Come on, give me a dirty one. here we go. Pop and lock is an action when somebody with large hands shoves their thumb into a male's asshole and then using their large hand punching the balls with the remaining knuckles. Pop because the person pops the male's asshole, and lock because you lock in the fact that they will be scarred for life. That's horrible.
In some circles, that's called the starfish.
No, that's the actual asshole.
Pop and lock. How the world tends to appear when you are high. Oh, God. I fucking love Urban Dictionary. All right. Would you rather...
So you didn't pick?
Yeah, he said grass shavings.
No, I meant pop and lock, what was the other one?
Shocker. I'd probably do the shocker. Pop and lock sounds horrible.
I sent you a link to a video, Dylan, of what the pop and lock is, though.
I know what it is. All right. Would you rather always almost have to sneeze or hit your funny bone every 15 minutes?
Oh, my God.
Wait, would I rather what are my funny bone?
Almost always have to sneeze. So you're always like...
Or the funny bone every 15 minutes.
I mean, it's basically torture for eternity.
They both have their detriments.
Well, you wouldn't be able to drive if you were always sneezing.
I guess the funny bone. I mean, they're both kind of...
Well, I agree, but my reasoning is pretty stupid. I don't know why, but sneezing is one of the most annoying fucking things to me in the world. Even when I do it.
It is annoying.
So almost having to might be even worse.
Right, all of them. But I think the...
I'm gonna go with the funny bone, too. Because you might over a period of time, you might develop, like, a or something, and it might not
That's
be
what
so
I was just
bad.
Gonna say. At some point or another, it would just become a normal sensation to you for that. The sneezing thing, you'd always have to be like... Like, your eyes always close. There's some kind of reaction.
All right. This one is a little relevant to us just because of our cruises, and also just because the comments at the bottom I'll read after are actually kind of funny. Would you rather be seasick for 3 days straight or be drunk and spinning for 4 hours straight?
Wait, what were the time frames again?
Seasick for 3 days straight or be drunk and spinning for 4 hours straight?
Probably drunk and spinning for 4 hours because at least it's done in 4 hours.
Yeah, I'll say I'm going to go with the 4 hours.
Unless it's darker day and it's like 24 hours.
Yeah, that was a 24-hour hangover for me. But it's kind of funny. Kind of funny. The quote here is from the first quote is from Dean Martin. It says, "I was so drunk last night I fell down and missed the floor." The other one I actually think is pretty funny. It's a joke. A guy is going on an ocean cruise and he tells his doctor that he's worried about getting seasick. The doctor says, "Just eat 2 pounds of stewed tomatoes before you leave the dock." The guy says, "Will that keep me from getting sick?" The doctor says, "No, but it'll look real pretty in the water." It's kind of funny.
Ugh, 2 pounds of stewed tomatoes.
Oh, God, this one's disgusting. This is another urinal one for Mike. It doesn't involve urinal, but still. Would you rather be made to lick 1,000 public telephone receivers or eat a half a cup of earwax?
Oh, God.
Jim's like, boring. I've done both of those.
Hey, do I have to just eat the earwax straight up?
Probably,
The telephones.
I'd do the telephones, too.
And if I could mix the half a cup of earwax and spread it across, like, a sandwich, or...
Yeah, like, put it in a shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but that's just... Mike's so grossed out.
I am. I'm really grossed out by this one. Every time I'm like, I want to say the
earwax. Just say it.
And then I start thinking about it, and I'm like, I can't say it. But then I think about the phone, and I'm like,
Mike did the Crandall. Think about the phones.
Yeah, it's that bad, Jim. It really is.
See, well, now we know what freaks Mike out.
I'm actually pretty squeamish about things. I guess the phones. I'm just thankful that we haven't come to a point where we've been forced to do either of those things.
Dude, what if in some weird fucking like twist of reality, like, I don't know, like the Mad Claw from Inspector Gadget came to life, and for whatever reason he had this fascination with Jim's barbecue, and he took over the world. He's like, "I'm going to make these three fuckers live out the what would you do?"
So here's the thing, though, is this, could we even find 1,000 public telephones?
Yeah, in the U.S. alone.
Well,
in the U.S.? I don't think you could.
I found some in the Bronx one time.
What I pictured was just like somebody had them lined up for us. We just had to go down a row and lick them.
Oh, okay. I was going from like the sense of like, are there actually 1,000 existing in the United States? And I highly doubt.
I bet you there's at least 1,000.
I highly doubt that there are.
I wonder if the one in front of my high school is still there. I'm really interested now.
Me too. Go check it now.
No. I'll do it when I take out the garbage.
We'll record an episode of Mace Spunk.
Wait till I come up. We'll go drive by and film it live.
Take a picture of me. I'll get fucking arrested. I'll be like, "What are you doing, you pedophile?"
What?
Or something. What? Like, why would a grown man be at a fucking high school licking a telephone?
Why would you be a pedophile for licking a phone?
I don't know. You pervert, excuse me.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay, so there's an article from The Consumerist from last April, and it says there are fewer than 500,000 payphones left.
in the United States. That's still more than 500,000.
It is. Yeah. How about this? Like, just like in Missouri, the number of payphones had decreased in the past 15 years from 56,645 in 1999 to 1,345 in 2015.
Huh.
That's a 97% decrease.
Jesus.
Well, Dylan's probably doesn't remember it like we would, but Jesus, do you remember? They were fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, now, like thinking back on it, I mean, I realize people didn't have car phones, but I can't think of, like, that many instances of my life, even when I was driving at 16, 17, 18, whatever, that I was like, oh, fuck, I need a phone. Oh, there's one. Let me pull over and call somebody.
Yeah.
That, I mean, to justify the amount that was out there.
I wonder if a lot of them are, like, in, like, stores. You know, like, in that front area. You know, like, near where, like, the bathrooms are and all that. You know, like, if you go to, like, the front area of, like, Walmart, is there a payphone there?
I don't know. I don't think there. I don't remember. Honestly, I can't even remember the last time Walmart I've seen one.
Like, if you had, like, an emergency, Walmart doesn't want you using their phone.
I'm sure the Waltons would let you.
But then again, I mean, everybody has cell phones now.
They'd so be like,
just get out your cell phone.
We'd let you use it, but you gotta lick it first.
I don't want to use my minutes.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'd want to see if I could negotiate what payphones I like where they were located.
Man, who's the one being fucking demanding now?
Like, would you wanna lick the ones in, like, say, New York City as opposed to, like, say, like, in, like, Nebraska?
Not Wisconsin?
I don't know, man.
Not the ones in Wisconsin.
It's a fucking payphone, no matter how you spin it.
True. True, but there's, like, a level of maybe, I don't know, cleanliness or lack thereof.
You remember
in certain regions of the country?
Dylan, you remember when we were doing Insecurities and Mike was just like, I don't know, make whatever rules you want for it.
Yeah, and now he's fucking spinning the rules.
Well, this is an insecurity. This is, this is Would You Rather.
Would you rather have Mike question Would You Rather or have Dylan question Insecurities? All right, next random one, little buddy. Hopefully it's got earwax. Right,
no, it's not. It's kind of gross, though. Would you rather eat a head of rotten cabbage or drink a glass of sour milk?
Oh.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
I got the cabbage.
Oh.
I guess the cabbage.
I mean, I don't know, dude. Like,
the milk starts to get, like, a little chunky, and, no. The sour cabbage isn't exactly, or rotten
cabbage. It's not very enticing either.
Yeah, but I'm just picturing a rancid fucking head of cabbage. Like, all brown and slimy and...
Oh, my gosh.
Dylan missed that one.
I think I'd probably go with the cabbage. I could at least throw, like, some French dressing or something
on it. Well, you wouldn't let me put fucking earwax on anything. Why do you get to put French dressing on the cabbage?
I didn't say you couldn't. I wasn't...
Who's changing shit now?
You said I wasn't allowed to spread the earwax on anything. I'd have to just eat it as...
I wasn't allowed to pick the payphones.
Yeah. No changing the rules to your own game, Dylan.
Fine, I won't put French dressing on anything.
I'll put Thousand Island.
That one took a second to sink in. Alrighty.
This one's perfect for Jim. Would you rather have a hidden video camera at work with audio? That's not legal, by the way. Catch you hacking up a big ugly ball of phlegm and then looking at it, or passing gas and then making a face reacting to the smell.
I do both now, so either one doesn't matter.
Oh wait, is the video cameras in place for both of these things?
Yeah, so basically, it's okay. Like, would you rather be caught doing one or the other?
Wait, you said it's illegal to have a hidden camera at work?
No, it's illegal to record audio.
At work?
Yeah, that's what, no security footage has audio.
Hmm.
Our security doesn't, our videos don't have it anyway.
That's pretty woke up. I have never, interesting.
So what would you rather be caught doing? Hacking up a big ball of phlegm and looking at it, or ripping ass and then making a face reacting to the smell?
Either's fine with me. I'll do them both.
I think I'd just rip ass.
I mean, I think the ripping ass, you know, like obviously both are natural occurrences, but you might get less flack for coughing up the ball of phlegm. The looking at it portion would definitely maybe be a cause for some of your fellow coworkers to be concerned for your mental state.
I feel like if you just like farted and you just were like, "Ugh, that's horrible." Like, I'm sure everyone would be like, "Oh, that was really funny." But I'm sure if like they saw you like hacking up a loogie and looking at it, they'd be like, "What the hell is he doing?"
It might be a slight exaggeration, but don't tell me you haven't blown your nose and had that one where it's like rockets out of your nose and you're like, "Oh, I can breathe," and you open up the tissue just to see what it was.
Oh, most certainly.
Oh yeah, but not in public.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd go with the phlegm. I think the farting, they're gonna realize it anyway, no matter what you do. Especially if it's a really bad rip.
Wait, you'd rather do phlegm being recorded than just farting?
No, the farting, and they hear it and see you reacting to it and everything. Right. Yeah.
That's what you'd go with, or you go with the phlegm?
I'd go with the phlegm.
I'd go with the fart.
Wait,
I'd be like,
whatever. I don't think Mike understands the question.
No, I got it. I'd go with the phlegm. I'd go with coughing up the ball of phlegm and observing it, taking a look at it.
Yeah. That's what you would want your coworkers to see versus you just rip an ass and be like, oh, that's pungent.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I could have sworn you just said the opposite like 2 seconds ago, but...
No.
It's cool. It's your scenario. You can change your mind. You'll have to let us know when you edit if I heard you incorrectly or not.
No, I was saying prior to that, like, the both are natural, like, occurrences. So you got to kind of, you know, think about it for, you know, what they are. And, you know, both of them you can probably be cut some slack over them. But I think the phlegm thing might be a little bit more passable. Although the looking at it depends on how much you're really looking at it.
But you like spit it in your hand look at it, like.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it goes right into your hand directly, then you're definitely going to have to look at it because you're going to have some cleanup involved.
I'm just picturing you in a cube right now, being like,
it wouldn't sound like that. It would be like.
And keep in mind, your hands are like 10 times the size of anybody else's, Mike. So I'm like,
dude, it
true.
It'd be like that scene in Jurassic Park when the fucking Brachiosaurus sneezes on the kid.
Well, I mean, have you guys ever heard me sneeze?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's
what I assume, like, Bigfoot sounds like.
It's funny. Like, the other day, like, a coworker of mine, I sneezed and she came down the hallway, like, maybe, I don't know, 40 seconds later or so, and she peeked her head into my office, and she was just like, I just want to check in, see if you're okay.
Right.
Dude, Jim, did I ever tell you about the time, like, he had, like, an allergic reaction? He was driving me back, we were driving back from the rink in Brantford, and he literally just kept sneezing.
No.
Like, 3/4 of the ride, and it was just like, I just got smaller and smaller and smaller in my seat because I was so scared. I mean, it's just like,
Nice.
Like, it was just so loud.
I don't know if I've ever heard you sneeze, Mike.
It's scary.
Well, it is coming up on allergy season, so you might get to hear it. Maybe when we go out for dark.
I'm going to have to bring a feather with me.
Or maybe. Maybe at the hockey tournament.
Yeah, I'll be.
The hockey tournament might be. The hockey tournament might be more likely just because it's outside.
I think I'm just going to stick to you like glue until it happens. Be like, why won't you leave Mike's side? Be like, because I'm waiting for him to fucking sneeze.
And then all of a sudden Mike sneezes and suddenly Jim's like, whoa!
Actually, where my mind immediately went was me just saying it to like one person, like Jody coming over and being like, dude, seriously, like, what's your obsession with Crandall this year? Be like, dude, I'm waiting for him to sneeze. I heard it's epic. And Jody being like, all right on. He just stands there. Somebody comes over like, what the fuck are you guys doing with Crandall? Like, we're waiting for him to sneeze. And they're like, all right. And everybody just starts following him around.
Could I charge
at that point? I would.
Yeah, I think I should.
Would you rather wake up unexpectedly in the hospital or wake up unexpectedly in the neighborhood jail?
The hospital.
Yeah, I'd rather wake up in the hospital. That's a much safer place to be.
I agree. The jail thing's happened to me twice, so the hospital would be much better.
Wait, what?
I'm kidding.
What? Oh my god.
I just did a gym reaction.
Oh my god.
And I went, wait, what? Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, well, I guess it really depends on what you're in the hospital for. Like, if it's just, if you just got
like you're
thrown into jail to sleep off a fucking, you know, you were being belligerent at a bar and you were drunk, I'd rather have that over fucking, you know, waking up and, like,
waking up and being a
parent. Yeah, something, yeah, that's true. So maybe jail would be better.
Wait, you just got thrown in jail to sleep off being drunk? What are you, on the Andy Griffith Show?
That's exactly what I thought. Dylan probably doesn't get that one either.
Nah, not really. But I know what the show is.
Picturing Jim in black and white.
I'm trying to remember what the dude's name was they always put in there to sleep it off. And
I keep wanting to say Cletus, but I don't think that's it.
That might be it.
Didn't he have a spinoff show?
I don't know.
Didn't think
the spinoff show doesn't sound familiar, but
I think he did. I think that there was a spinoff show. Like, it's gonna bother me now.
A lot of ones involving eating weird things tonight.
Otis.
That's it, Otis. Did he have a spinoff show?
I think it was a different character. I don't think it was. I don't think it was Otis.
Andy.
Oh, the spinoff was Gomer
Pyle. Right. Okay. Well, Gomer Pyle. Yeah, that was a.
And then Mayberry RFD.
Would you rather eat a handful of chicken feathers or 5 tablespoons of frog eggs?
Oh, more frog stuff. Well, we know what Jim's
feathers.
his nose. I would do the frog eggs, because the fucking feathers, that's just, ugh.
I think I would do the feathers.
I'd put some tar on my arms and put them on me and I'd fly around like I was a chicken.
No, you gotta eat them.
It'd be more fun to hop around like I was a chicken.
Oh, here's a prison one to go off of our two questions ago. Would you rather be trapped in jail with a guard who hates you, or with a cellmate who hates you?
Me.
So the perk to having to being with a cellmate who hates you is you could probably make friends with some other inmates and maybe make him go away. Whereas being trapped with a guard who hates you, he pretty much runs your life.
I don't know, dude. It's having a cellie that doesn't like you could. I don't. That's a tough question, man.
I think I'd probably go with the cellmate. I think the guard could make your life even worse than the cellmate.
Yeah, but you're not trapped in a cell overnight with the guard.
That's true. And the guard does have to deal with a whole bunch of other fucking people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not saying the guard couldn't get 5 minutes alone with you if you really wanted to, but you gotta close your eyes at night.
Sleep with one eye open.
Gripping your pillow. <That's true. laughs> I don't know, man. Maybe I'd go with the guard then.
I'd have to go with the guard and then find some way to, like, you know, bribe him, pay him off, something to be like, look, dude, let's bygone be bygones.
Yeah.
Because yeah, you're stuck with a celly. But the upside is the guards would have to really like you to switch your cellmate or switch your cell. And the chances of that happening are slim to none. They'd be like, I don't fucking care if he likes you or not. You fucking dumbass for being in here. Yeah, I'd have to go with the guard probably.
Okay. They might make this the last one.
Ever?
These are getting really... No, just for tonight, because we've been doing it for a little while. This one's pretty nasty. Would you rather lick all the bugs off an 18-wheeler's radiator after a long haul, or suck on a frozen dog poop for 30 seconds.
Oh. God.
Great choices, right?
I'm going to go with the dog poop.
I'm going with the dog poop, too. It's just 30 seconds. The 18-wheeler right. could take a long
time. Yeah, but dude, once that, right. that poop started might... melting, your mouth's 98.6 degrees, man.
Yeah, but you might have some tough time getting some of those bugs off of that grill.
Oh, wait, you got to lick them off?
Yeah, you
got to
lick
right.
them
I'd
off.
I go with
it's
the poop.
Not just licking it, you got to lick
it. Ugh, yeah, that's tough. So what do you
and
guys...
And that's been this week's edition of Would You Rather.
Ba-da-da-da! Insecurities with Dylan, Jim, and Mike. Question number 88. What is your biggest fear in a relationship?
That I can never live up to Dylan's expectations.
Yeah, that I'm just... that I'm going to be a massive disappointment.
Yeah.
You worry about that kind of shit?
Yeah. Because I haven't been in, like... I'm not like you guys, where you guys have... You know, Mike's been married for forever, and you're jaded and in a new long-term relationship.
I just don't fucking care what people think.
Well, you know, it's funny that the name of this segment is insecurities, right? Because, I mean, that's really what this question is about, is what are our insecurities? And what would be the thing that I'd be maybe most insecure about would be, like, my size and my height, you know what I mean? So, like... getting to know somebody and being as big as I am might be the thing that might be my biggest fear in a relationship, is that might be something that they aren't used to. How about that?
Actually, you know what? I think mine would probably be like being stuck in a relationship that is just like, you can't go anywhere else, but it's so like volatile that like, it just sucks. Cause like I was out with my friends the other night, and there was this couple sitting next to us, and just, like, they were just, like, you know, they were older, and they were just fucking going at it, like, you know, screaming, like, slamming shit down on the table in front of one another, like, yelling on their way out, and I'm just like, ugh, that is just not what I aspire to be in ever. Like, obviously, people fight, and it is what it is, but, like, that's just unhealthy.
Are we live? We are live. I mean, they're not going to be able to hear you on there, but, you know, I figured I would just add something to it, you know, just for the hell of it. So, yeah. So, all they're seeing are basically your guys' heads, which is...
Man, that is a Photoshop opportunity if I've ever seen one, Jim. What?
Yeah, that could be.
The picture of me drinking.
I always forget how to go live.
But, yeah, so I think that's a good question. So we're doing insecurities. What is your biggest fear in a relationship? And pretty interesting. So kind of going along those lines, Dylan, question number 89. What was your funniest first date ever?
Funniest first date ever. I'm trying to think, because like, I feel like I haven't had too many like funny first dates. I've had bad first dates, and I've had, like, you know, disappointing first dates, but I can't think of, like, one that was really funny. I guess the funniest one was, like, this girl I was going out with in high school. She was from another school. She was, like, friend of some other friends. And,
she had big hooters?
I told my folks, I'm like, okay, we're going out. Don't be here. Because this is where we're going to be. And they're like, okay.
And they showed up.
So we go out, and we park, and we're going to the movies. I forget what we were going to see, or some movie. And all of a sudden, we just hear like, hey, Dan! And I look over, and there's my fucking, like, my folks there in the car. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, hi. And I'm like, this is...
You almost just said her name.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say her name.
But this is Dominique.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is Dominique. There you go. And they're like, hi, and they're like, oh, that's cool. And then I guess what I found out later was we're like, okay, we have to go because we're gonna miss the movie. It's in like 5 minutes. So we had to like bolt down there. And what I found out later was like my mom just like turned to my dad and like gave they did like a high five like. like, he's got hope.
You know what would have been awesome if
he's not gay.
If your parents would have just showed up and then they were popped in the back seat and then, like, laid down.
Oh, that would have been uncomfortable.
They were almost as embarrassing as, like, Mrs. LaRusso and the Karate Kid.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Dylan probably doesn't get that either.
Yes. That.
I have not seen the Karate Kid. Actually, I might have seen it years ago. I just don't remember it at all.
I think somewhere up in Canada, Jameel just died.
Nice.
Oh, he already knows. He's been dead for years.
I liked recently, I posted this video, I shared it from some website where they did like a thing where basically it turned Karate Kid around and basically implicated that Daniel was the antagonist. Yeah, he was at fault for everything. And I think like Jameel actually took like great offense to it.
It was pretty funny.
I posted it just because I thought I didn't think it was by any means accurate, but I thought it was pretty funny. I thought it was, you know, somewhat creatively done. Just the way they kind of built the video, it was kind of funny.
I agree. It was good.
Okay. So funniest first date ever. There was the one time when...
What was that noise?
Wasn't me for once.
Somebody squeaked.
There was a time I went out with this one girl when I was in college, and it was kind of amusing. I don't know that it was necessarily the funniest first date ever, but we intended on going to a movie, and I got passes to go to a movie through work. In hindsight, it was probably best that we didn't go see that movie since we were just kind of getting to know each other. The movie was Wild Things. It ended up being like one of those things where like you'd get like the movie preview passes. You ever been to one of those?
Oh yeah. Like this movie isn't assigned a rating yet, but it does feature all this, and we want to show it to you.
Right. So we show up at the theater, and evidently they like gave out more passes than they had seats. So we didn't end up going to that, thankfully, because it probably would have been a little awkward. Because we're just starting to get to know each other. Instead, we ended up going to see Titanic. Which, yeah. That's a long date. Yes. And that ended up being like the second time I had seen it too. So it was like, oh my God.
Wait, why would you see it twice?
Yeah, just because we were going to go see a movie and she was just like, well, why don't we go see something else? I was like, well,
who did you watch?
Yes, what was your excuse for seeing it the first time?
What? I wanted to see it.
Oh, all right.
I still have never seen it.
I've never seen it either. I've only seen one part of the movie.
Her boobies?
What was I listening? Oh, I was listening to another podcast.
You do the math.
I was listening to another podcast recently where the host of the podcast had never seen the movie either. So... I don't know. That's weird that neither of you had ever seen a movie. It was a good movie.
I don't really care about it.
I was always kind of intrigued by the whole story, like the actual real story of the ship and everything.
I just don't really care about Jack and whatever her name is.
Rose! I mean, I didn't like the ending in that, like, you know, like she's floating along on this like big, huge board, and that like both of them could have equally distributed their weight and... both ended up being saved. She was a little bit of a selfish bitch in that regard.
Wow, that's how you really feel.
Oh, come on, man.
You ended up... Come on!
There you go. Alright.
Jim, your answer? Turn.
Funniest first date?
I don't know if it would be constituted as a first date or not, but I ended up meeting this chick sophomore year in high school. Through a friend of mine that was friends with her, and we were just actually just walking around town, and I think it was her brother's, my friend's brother's graduation party.
Jesus Christ, we're going to need a fucking flowchart for this.
you know, it was one of those moments, I'm sure we've all had them, where, like, the Dreamweaver song went off, and, dude, I was, like, nuts about this chick for, like, forever. So much that, like, even, like, my girlfriend, like, after her, like, one point, me and my girlfriend ended up splitting up, and I can't remember what happened, but the four girls, one of them being the one that I was crazy about, she was somewhere, and I guess they said something to my girlfriend that like the day we split up, and they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, Jim's free or something like that, and she, like, flipped out. But anyway, so the Dreamweaver song goes off in my head, and, you know, I'm like, this chick is the bomb, blah, 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 blah. So fast forward a little bit, I ended up smashing a water balloon on top of her head.
I didn't know where you were going with that story.
So, it was so, I still think it's funny as hell.
I'm just glad it was a water balloon on her head and not something else.
Why? And for what reason?
They just had. Were you there?
Like, was it just like? It was just like the moment. I could picture it like perfectly. It's like it's in slow motion. It's like Dreamweaver, and like Jim's like leaning in, and then she's leaning in, and all of a sudden just like. Wait, she's like, where did you get a water balloon?
I just wonder why you would even question it. It's Jim.
That's a better reason, like.
I mean, come on.
I guess.
Dude, I like, without hesitation, I still remember it like it was yesterday. She was actually up on Cindy's porch, and it was like, I'm standing there, my buddy John tosses me a water balloon, and I'm like, hey, this is a good idea. The Dreamweaver song's going off my head. Scream! So,
I'm sure that did not.
I'm sure that went over well.
Hey, it left an impression, I guess.
A rather wet impression.
Ha-ha-ha, take that how you will.
What? Oh. Oh, boy.
Actually, which kind of, I got a follow-up to that, which I seen her many years later. She was home.
It didn't involve a cinder block,
no,
did
no.
it?
You threw another water balloon
no,
at her?
But I ended up actually to throw another water balloon at her. It wasn't her head. But I just threw one at her and it exploded and she got even wetter. So years later,
you know what I'm saying?
I ended up seeing her years later at the mall. I had to go pick something up. And she moved away and was in town for something. And I honestly didn't even recognize her.
You threw her in the
and then she saw you and she's like, I didn't recognize you either. You look like a beach whale.
Well, she's like, Jim? And I'm like, I like looked at her, did a double take, and I'm like, what? And like I talked to her for a little bit or whatever, but I was like, didn't even recognize her. I was like, holy fuck.
Jim still looked the same because, I mean, he was all bald and everything.
He looks like he does now.
Probably did.
All right, well, we're going to continue down like the weird like relationship questions, I guess. Question number 90. What is your biggest turnoff in a partner?
Ooh, probably when he doesn't shave.
I was about to jokingly say a hairy upper lip.
Me and Della are thinking the same thing.
Wait, which lips are you talking about, Della?
Ain't that the question? Biggest turnoff.
Sounds like someone with bigger hands than mine.
He looks like when her penis is bigger than mine.
I don't know, I gotta think on this one, so I'm usually pretty accepting.
Whoa. Accepting what?
Well, I walked into that one.
You put that one on a tee. I mean, I think we've kind of gone down this path before with some of these questions, and just, let's...
Oh, we boring you, Dylan.
When are we not boring Dylan? This I mean, come on.
He entertains us. He's like, these old fucks need to go away. He just won't.
Eventually, it'll just be you.
Probably. I've already got the logo. Don't worry about it. I should change the logo on the webpage just to see how long before at least somebody notices.
What happened to Dylan? Like, who's that?
Oh, Dylan.
Is no one going to answer this fucking question?
Mike's thinking.
Said, huh? I just did. I said, like, you know, like people who lie and not truthful, not, you know, truthful. And
dude, I don't know how, but I didn't miss that whole entire thing you said then.
Yeah, me too.
You must have been...
Tell the truth and... games and, you know, just don't say what they want to say, you know, or don't, you know, say the truth. They just fucking jump around and
Jump up and get down.
Just... Jump around. Jump up and get down.
Just be truthful to who you are. Don't fuck around.
True that. Biggest turnoff for me. Probably somebody that tries to tell you, make up your mind for you or tell you what to do.
Mine would probably have to be a combination of those two. So.
Okay, so we'll do one more insecurities question. And we'll finally get off of this whole relationship, dating, partner run of questions. So question number 91, what is your weirdest habit?
My weirdest habit? I have a bad habit of nervously clearing my throat.
Dylan's weirdest habit is continually
doing. So Dylan just brought up something I've always wanted to ask him. So you're conscious that you do it?
Oh, totally.
I've always wanted to ask you, but I've always been afraid to. Like,
I always do it. It's just like a nervous habit.
I hear it during every episode.
No, I figured it had to be like a nervous twitch, and my answer is kind of the same thing but different. I've always wanted to ask you because it's weird. I think we've talked so much that I don't notice it, but like when I listen to the pod, I notice it. I've been meaning to ask you, been like, dude, I completely forgot about it. When I listen to us, I notice it.
What's sick is how many of them I actually edit out, and then there's still some in there. Because you just can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
Because there's sometimes in the middle of like a dialogue, and it's like there's no getting rid of it.
Right.
I legitimately have to do it right now, though.
That was like you're like, ha, it was like a huge presentation for you.
Like I was talking about
the whole thing, you're like, did it, and then you're like.
My weirdest habit would be collecting my earwax into little half-cup snack cups and taking it for lunch every day. Oh, wait a minute. No, I don't do that. I don't know. I don't know. Weird habits. Everybody has, like, habits like, you know, biting your fingernails and stuff like that that aren't so weird because they're fairly common. Or clearing your throat is
a
habit that you have. Yeah, I mean, there's like a guy at work who rather than doing the throat clear, does like the nervous laugh, and it's not even a laugh like when something is funny necessarily. It's just it could be like.
Hey Mike, hold on 1 second.
So
Mike, the question is not about your coworker; it's about you.
Right, I get that, but there's like a guy at work who. He has that nervous laugh, and it can be, like in any context, it'd be like, Dylan, John died today. That'd be fucked up. Really, like, I mean, there was a guy that passed away like last summer, and he actually didn't laugh at that point, but, like when he told me what happened, but he does laugh in a lot of situations where you're like, doesn't really fit the context. So that might be his weird habit, is just the nervous laugh.
Oh, I got one for you if you need one.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
It's whenever you start a new subject on this friggin' pod, you'll always do something along the lines of, well, yeah, I mean, and then you start into your tangent. It's like you're collecting yourself.
Yep. Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard it quite often when I'm editing the podcast. Yeah, it's kind of a jump to the next subject.
It is kind of funny how Dylan's point, I've noticed I do things that I was unaware of, or maybe aware of, but not noticing how much I did it until I listened to us talk.
Right.
Or like how much you stick your lower lip out when you're concentrating.
Do I?
How much you fart?
I fart a lot.
I noticed that on the cruise. I'm just like, dude, this whole fucking week I've just looked over and I'd see you be like,
I'm just wondering like how thin the walls are like between the cabins. Like, do you hear me like ripping ones in our cabin, Jim?
No, not at all.
Okay. I'm always kind of like really like conscious of that, like if I'm like rooming with Dylan like at a hotel, like say like when we go up to Canada or whatever, I'll like want him to leave the room while I shit because I know it might be loud. Just because it's just, I don't know. I don't want to, like, I don't want to offend the senses of young Dylan.
Me, if it was me, I'd try and get...
Dude, your roommate... Whatever, man. I don't care. I mean, I remember one time I went in there and I was like, oh my god, dude, you, like, destroyed the place.
Dude, if it was me, I would try and do it right before he woke up. And then leave the door open while I did it. And then if he wasn't up,
oh my god,
when I was
dude.
Done, I'd be like, Dylan, do you smell that?
There's an episode, I watched an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia today called Who Pooped the Bed, and they go on this fucking, like, you know, like, Clue-esque caper trying to figure out, like, who's shit in the bed. And, like, the whole thesis of it is basically at the end of the episode, Danny DeVito's like, nah, I did it. I'm like, what? Why would you do that? He's like, because poop is funny.
That may have been, like, the best year was, like, the one year, like, unfortunately, a friend of mine, he was supposed to come up for the tournament, and he canceled, like, right at the last minute, and he was going to room with me, so I ended up with, like, a hotel room to myself, and it was pretty awesome, because then, like, if I needed to unload, there was nobody else in there that, like, had to deal with that.
That's nice the first day you're not there, Mike, because I'm like, oh, I can take care of business and not worry about
it. I don't understand, though, what, like... All right, so it's just you're immune. Liz is immune to it. Like she gets an exception.
No, it's even like when you guys are like at the house, like when you.
I noticed you disappear and go to the basement.
I'll go down and use the toilet in the basement, just so like I'm not like stinking up the upstairs, you know, and you guys aren't having to deal with that.
Does anybody really want to know about?
Well,
this?
What? No, this is what's funny.
What? No, I mean
this is what's funny. Like what's for whatever reason, I thought you only had the one bathroom in the house, and then you said something about.
We only really do have one bathroom.
Right, but there was a time when I think it was just me, you, and Dylan or whatever, and I had to fucking piss so bad. I was, like, standing in the hallway, like, with my legs crossed, like, doing the pee-pee dance, and you're like, so, gotta go to the bathroom, Jim? And I'm like, oh my god, dude, I'm gonna fucking bust. And, like, no mention of the basement bathroom was ever mentioned. It's like it's the private Crandall bathroom.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I mean, it is a basement, so, I mean, there's a lot of shit down there, and it's kind of messy, so...
Yeah, but, dude, at that point...
Me going down there is one thing, but...
Yeah, but at that point, man, I would have fucking let you take me down there blindfolded and fucking pissed. I had to go so bad.
I mean, it basically what it amounts to is that Liz's grandmother and grandfather owned the house prior to us, and... Right before he passed away, Liz's grandfather started to build a powder room down in the basement. Okay. And he got as far as putting a toilet in place and then a couple of 2x4s on the floor. And that was it.
Okay.
So it's literally a toilet up against a wall on one side of the basement. And that's it. You can look out on the entire basement and beer collection.
Oh, that explains all those interesting notes I've been picking up on those beers.
Nice.
Yes. Yep. So yeah. I mean, you know, maybe in hindsight, Jim, when you were doing the pee-pee dance in the hallway outside the regular bathroom, maybe I should have taken you down.
Dude,
there.
You could have even at that point. You would have even held it. I had to pee so bad.
Oh wow. That would have been an honor. Honor spelled H-O-N-O-U-R.
Nice.
Canadian way.
Honor.
Yes. But I think that closes us out for insecurities for this episode. That was a good session, I think, of that.
Relationships and...
Habits.
Habits. Dirty habits.
Yeah. So what is it time for now, Jim? Jim, it's your time.
My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now. Tat. Of the week.
Jim's parents are just like, that poor boy.
Like, what the fuck does he do with those two other boys there?
Exactly.
I hear one end of the conversation. Don't quite understand what the hell he's doing and what he's talking about.
He probably go to therapy sessions. He talks about cock an awful lot.
Like, he's such a Sarge, whatever that means.
That would be priceless, dude.
I think they talk a lot about the military on that podcast. They're always talking about Sarge.
Do you know what a podcast is?
That's a therapist. He's like, do you even know what a podcast is? And he's like a huge
fan. Would be funny. Can you bring him in for a session?
I'd like to meet him. I'd like to meet the infamous Jim Edelston.
I'd like to meet the maker. So who has a Sarge? I have a Sarge. I have multiple Sarges, but I have one Sarge in particular.
Go for it.
Is this going to be a multiple sargasm?
Maybe.
Ooh. Go for it, Dylan.
My Sarge goes out to the guy who was waiting outside of the bathroom at work today for my coworker to finish taking a dump so he could ask him about when Founders KBS was going to be in the store. And he texted me, and I'm like, seriously? Like, are you fucking kidding me? He's like, nope. Like, that is just ridiculous. And also, to all the fucking people out there who are calling me asking about KBS, leave me the fuck off.
Calling you asking about Katie's ass?
No. Oh. KBS. It's a fucking beer. It's a beer that people go fucking bananas
for. Is there bananas in it?
No, there's no bananas in it.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Like, people go apeshit for this thing, and I've had people calling since like the not even like last week and the end of the week before that calling me about it, and I'm like, please fucking calm down, it's fucking beer, like stop chasing trucks, it's fucking beer.
Is that what you guys call it in your industry, like, chasing trucks?
Yeah, because what people will do is they will follow the delivery trucks from store to store and then go in and buy whatever allotment they can of the beer. And then they'll just, like, follow the truck to the next stop. They'll get out. They'll go in there, buy their allotment if they can.
Is it that good, though?
I mean, I think it's really good. I don't like a fresh one. You have to age the beer, basically, by at least a year. The oldest version I've had was 3 years old, and it was fucking fantastic. Like, I loved it. But I don't like a fresh one. But people go fucking crazy for it.
So you like three-year-olds, not fresh ones.
Are you spinning my words there, Jim?
I'm just checking because you brought up pedophilia earlier. You talk about Chris Hansen.
Oh, I thought we had moved on, Bob.
I'm just checking. Because I'm just telling you, it's my duty. If you were, I'd have to turn you in. Get away.
So there's a couple things. There's a couple things about this.
But you all right there, Jim? But I just looked over, you were like...
This fly.
I thought he was having a seizure. Or something.
A fly came through and it landed on my laptop.
Oh, okay. I was just like, what the hell? I just looked over and you're like.
I was like, I was trying to blow it away first. I was like, it wouldn't move. And I was like, go away.
I thought you were having a stroke. Like,
So there's a couple things about this, Dylan. What was the first one? I know what the second one was.
Well, the second one was the guy was taking a poop.
Well, it seems like so much stuff where you work occurs right at the bathroom.
It's fucking crazy.
I mean, so many of the stories you tell us are always, like, right at the bathroom.
So I was telling Mike, Mike was saying that it's fucked up how so much shit happens, no pun intended, at my store that involved, that's like so directly linked to the bathroom. I was explaining to him, so we have two bathrooms. We have the ladies' room, which is just like a single room with a toilet and the sinks, and then the men's room.
It's the one that Dylan always uses.
For the single ladies, all the single ladies.
Hey man, honestly, I have used it just because like there's more leg room. It's more
actually. I want all the women to chime in and send us emails about this, but I think women are more disgusting than gentlemen. As far as bathrooms are concerned.
For our bathrooms at work, ladies' room, very clean. Men's room, fucking nasty. And I've told you about some of the stuff I've found in there. So the ladies' room, all good. When I was in college, that's a whole different story.
When I was in college, between semesters, I worked at a job where I cleaned bathrooms. And having cleaned both men's and ladies' rooms, the ladies' rooms were far messier and disgusting.
I've heard that from tons of people.
Yeah, I've heard that
too, including women.
Yes. But Dylan, the other thing I was going to mention to you was, it's weird that, have you gotten KBS yet?
We're getting it on Thursday.
Wait a minute. So how do they know where the truck is to, like, to start following it?
I don't know. They just figure
so
it
is there
out.
A, like,
they just go to a
is
store.
There, like, a Dylan at Big Choice video that, like, or Big Choice beer that, like, gets the first shipment in and he calls Billy? Billy's like, dude, KBS is here. And Billy calls Paul, and Paul calls Vince, and Vince calls Tony.
No. What they'll there, do... No.
There are
what
Facebook groups
is,
so that yeah. do this stuff.
What I'm
yes.
saying, somebody has to find
they
out it was delivered.
They belong to one.
Right?
No, what people will do is they'll just, like, travel around the area, and they'll just, like, go to the stores, and, like, they'll find a truck, and they'll just, like... follow that truck for the rest of the day as long as they can before it's going back to the depot or the warehouse or what have you. And I'm like, that's fucking ridiculous because, I mean, they'll walk away with, like, you know, 4 bottles, 6 bottles, 8 bottles, depending on how many stores they can hit. And then they'll just have rings. Like, people just, like, chase after them. Now, the way I avoid that kind of shit is I have an email list. And I always reach out to, if something like that's coming in, I always reach out to the customers that, you know, come in frequently. And I say, hey, this is coming in. You guys let me know and I'll make the list. So this worked out for me because I've got most of the case. Well, we're getting 2 cases. 1 case of regular sized bottles and 1 case of the bombers. And I've got most of the regular size bottles, like, already squared away with customers. So that, which is good because that's less bullshit
I have to deal with. But here's what I'm asking, too, though. So, all right, I follow said truck, right? I pull into, like, Billy's Beer, and I walk in, and Dylan's in there. You just got done getting your order from the back. And I'm like, dude, you got some KBS. Hook me up with a bottle. I mean, like... you didn't even go through your inventory yet, so if somebody walks in and demands shit right then and there?
Well, the thing is, like, if I say, sorry, the entire case is already spoken for, I'm not going to give away product that I already promised to people. Now, if I have a bottle or, now, if I have, like, 1 or 2 bottles left over, I'd be like, all right, man, I can hook you up.
All right. I know a lot of the places around here, it actually released this past Saturday. They actually announced times that they were doing the bottle releases at. It was first come, first serve, but yet you had to be there. And then they had limits on how many you could purchase from.
Yeah,
like it might be two or it might be four.
Yeah.
I maxed it out on two.
And I just said to everybody, like, whoever's interested, just let me know. And I told them, like, I don't know what my allocation is, but right now I can promise you this and this. So everybody that is coming into my store, I'm just basically going to grab the case, put in the office, put little sticky notes on all the bottles and just say, this person's getting this, this, and this. Oh, look, there's 4 bottles left over. Let me put out a general email now.
So,
yeah, there's one place that started doing, like, almost like a reserve list at their store. But it's based on, like, how much you regularly purchase from them. So, like, you get your own, like, points towards being able to reserve stuff as you
that's a smart way to do
as
it.
As you become, like, a regular customer.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Wow, Dylan's
but, like, well, you've been to VME. And actually, you were there the one time they had something from, what was it, Zombie Dust? Or I don't know, whatever it was. But what...
Yeah, they have the
yeah, so stuff. What they do is, like you were saying, Deli, if they get something in... they just put the specialty stuff or whatever anybody's looking for, like the hard-to-find crap. They just stick it up on the counter, limit 1 per customer, and if you happen to walk in and it's there, you get one.
Right. Yeah, I saw where it wasn't them. It was a different place out in Dayton that had the KBS come in today, and they were like, yep, 2 per customer, first come, first serve.
Yeah, but I don't believe VME lets anybody know. I think they're just – it shows up.
No, they – I've seen where they, because I like their Facebook page, some of their stuff they do let you know, some of it they don't.
Okay.
I think they pick and choose, and they're just like, hey, you know what, we're going to benefit our regulars in that.
You know what's actually kind of funny, and you guys will get a kick
Have you become a regular because of all the soda you've had?
Yes, I bet you. I could probably be like, hey, you getting some kind of like KBS stuff in? My buddy's going nuts about it. He wants one. They'd probably hook me up.
They'd be like, oh, you don't drink beer, but you do buy an awful lot of fucking soda from us.
Dude, I buy 2-3 cases of Smuckers at a time, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I was there the one time when he, like, he ordered stuff. Like, they didn't even have it, and he, like, he placed an order with them to get the stuff for him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I walked away from Saturday with 6 bottles of it.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I'm not even, like, I have a 4-pack from last year, so I'm not even, like, I'm not even anticipating it. Like, I might buy, like, a bomber for myself.
At this point, I can do a 3-year
vertical. Whoa!
Yeah.
Let's Google that, see if there's a second handle for that, Dylan.
I got 15, 16, and 17 that I can do.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm Cameron County, I can actually, I think there's 1 year I'm missing, but I can do like back from 13 on to this year or this past year. But did you have another Sarge or?
Nice.
No, my Sarge was just, like, the guy creeping outside the bathroom and then just, like, all the fucking, like, crazy beer nuts. It's just funny because the people that, like, I interact with, like, via email and come in to buy stuff, they never give me a hard time about anything. They just want to see what's new. They want to see what's cool. They buy this stuff. And then it's always just, like, these random... I had a woman call the store the other day. And she's talking to a coworker and said, like, hey, do you have this beer KBS? And they're like, no, why? And she's like, oh, are you getting it? We're like, we think so. Why? She's like, well, if you get a case of it, I want to buy the whole case for my boss. And we're like, what are you, fucking crazy?
What'd she say?
We just called
back. That was somebody probably trying to play stupid.
Like, oh, like, oh, okay. But she really obviously didn't get it.
No, she probably did and was playing dumb.
So, nobody's buying a fucking case.
So, do you have to go to other beer stores to buy your beer?
No, I buy all my beer at my place.
So, if you wanted a KBS and you said, I'm putting one aside for me, they're cool with it?
Yeah, my boss does that with...
No, I didn't know if you were allowed or not.
I always give to the customers first, and then I have to... And then I allocate things to myself if I really want them, but I always give it like a week or a week and a half. And if it's still there, it's like, okay, then it's, you know, it's fine, you know?
Yeah. A lot of the stores will, around here will, I don't know what the words I'm looking for are. They'll take their allotments before they, sell to the customers.
Hmm.
So a lot of the employees get what they want out of what they're getting too.
So, like, but like I said, for me, it's not that big of a deal because I got a 4-pack last year. So, like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
So, I'll probably pick myself.
So Dylan, the KBS, I mean, it's weird because it came out here like last Saturday. I'm surprised that, you're only getting it on Thursday.
Oh, that's when our truck comes.
Ah.
So that's that. Everyone's got to wait until then. So I don't have any other Sarges.
Jim, do you have any Sarges this
yes.
week?
Yes. Me for taking a phone call and putting you guys on hold for like 15 minutes.
But you out there in podcast world will never know that.
Yeah, you
hey,
really
Mike,
not.
Can you cut that? Can you edit it out?
You.
No. what I just said or all the negative space?
And the Easter eggs, debut of Dylan and my new podcast that we're
it's
doing.
It's not Mace Funkies, is it?
No, it's Mace Funkies.
Can you do that again?
Mace Funkies.
It's where we talk like weird.
It wasn't him saying it. It was the expression he was given.
Well, how I can't help the expression. That's just how you have to say it. It's Mace Funkies.
You're like
Mace Funkies.
One more time.
Mace Funkies.
I think Jim's beaten off.
He might be.
Oh, there it is.
Can't see his.
Wait, I wouldn't like to see it.
But yeah, Jim. Yeah, thank you. Dylan and I had a great time waiting thank for you. So yeah, definite Sarge material right there.
Oh, that's who I was going to nominate for Sarge was me. So I'll take the mantle and won't argue this week. Some like some other person on the pod.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-huh.
A sigh.
I'm always bringing that up.
I'm done.
Hey, but if you want to find out what Jim is referring to, you can check out all of our past indiscretions out at facebook.com/Jim's BBQ Pod.
And if you want to get tweets about what Jim's doing, or maybe see a picture of what or who Jim is doing, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Jim's BBQ Pod.
And if you want to find out,
oh, God.
I guess if you guys want to find out what's going on and what the snaps on the haps is, mostly about Dylan, you can email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com or visit us and get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.jimsbbqpod.com.
Don't forget you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
So were you guys like literally waiting for me to like finish?
We were just chit-chatting about Dark Lord and...
Alright. Because I started to feel bad for a slight second.
Is this the new segment of Jim's BBQ? We talk about what's on our desk?
My Garbage Pail Kid's on my desk.
Do you have an iPod on it?
An iPod? No.
Well, that sucks because you can't download the episode straight from iTunes, much to Jim's chagrin.
I have my iPhone on my desk.
Oh, well, then you can do that.
Yes.
Still in Jim's chagrin.
Why do you guys hate me so much?
Yes.
I don't. I'm just trying to get our social media plugs in.
Yes. Don't forget, if you would like to, and we'd love to hear, we'd love to see some more reviews out there. We haven't gotten any reviews on iTunes in quite a while. Hit that 5-star review or 5-star button. Give us a nice review. Tell everybody what you think about us. We'd love to hear it.
We would. You can even tell us we're dicks. We'd be happy with that.
This is true.
Just some sort of indication that there's a pulse out there.
Indeed.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where Jim is always dishing out the Italian beef.
That's a pretty good one.
The hot Italian beef. You know what I'm saying?
So, waiter, just try the soup. He's like, I don't want to try the soup. I'm like, waiter, just try the soup. He's like, I don't want to try the soup. I'm like, waiter, just try the soup. He goes, but there's no spoon. And I said, aha. Never mind. I guess you guys didn't enjoy that. Oh, I am recording now, by the way. So anytime you want to kick it off. And Dylan, I don't have anything to drink because I drank like a fucking 48-ouncer on my way here.
You drank a 40 in the car? The hell's wrong with you, man? Would you have to stop in the hood to get that?
40-OE.
You playing, what's that? There's this fucking game. I never played it in college, but my friends did. It was called, I think it's called, like, Johnny 40 Hands or something like that.
Oh, and... like when you tape the 40-ounce bottles to your hands? Yeah. I've seen it.
No.
Oh, my God. It's basically, like, you get 2 40-ounce of like old English like duct tape to your hands, and you have to finish both of them. It gets you fucked up.
Huh.
I've never done that. Probably never will.
So there's something you haven't done yet.
There is something I haven't done yet.
Didn't think that was possible.
Well, we also discovered something else that he's never had.
Yeah, Mike found this mind-boggling.
No, not mind-boggling. Just I was surprised.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to pick up a couple more of those thick mints for some of our hockey buddies.
Actually, you know what it tastes like?
Someone just farted.
I thought I got away with it.
It doesn't taste like that.
You thought you got away with it?
I did. I was like, holy shit, nobody noticed.
I heard a noise in the background. I didn't know what it was.
I was like, it might have been the chair, but then I'm like, I think you just
ripped it. I was impressed for a second.
Dude. Oh, man. Dude, you know I'm like tuned into those.
Yes, I know.
None of that shit gets by me.
Oh, my God. Damn it, Dylan.
Dude. What did you eat tonight?
A chicken tender sandwich.
This is going to be a little Easter egg for Jim. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
You know what I'm saying?
In West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground where I spent most of my days, chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool. Okay.